Good afternoon, everyone. This is Pastor David, Berean Baptist Church. It is Tuesday, July 15th, about 2:15 p.m., coming to you with the news in focus today. I came across this the other day, and it's shocking, it's disturbing, it's sad, and I thought it was worth sharing. There is a, it's a podcast that's attached to this, so I'll just kind of go over the short article. And if you feel like listening to the podcast, it's about 27 minutes long, so I won't be sharing that on this recording. But it's right there on the link. If you go to the link from the podcast page here, you'll be able to listen to that. But it's on Upworthy, and I was looking about. I've seen this site a few times, and what you'll see with Upworthy sometimes, the articles that most come across social media that I see are things that are lifting people up, you know, self-esteem type things. And a lot of times this has a liberal bent to it. So it'll be lifting up somebody that that's gay or lesbian or, you know, something untraditional. It does have a liberal bent to it. It's kind of one of those sites that has a bunch of titles that are trying to get people to click on the titles because the descriptions are kind of hit you in the face sort of descriptions. It's that kind of site. So that's where I came across this. And the post is about a podcast. The title of the podcast, I guess, is a weekly podcast called This American Life. And the reporter that's doing the reporting in this is named Luke Malone. So here's what it says. It says, "The American Life decided to take on a really hard topic, pedophilia. As a parent of two young kids, just hearing the word triggers a rage in me that I don't even know I had. This is a hard episode to listen to, but it's really important that you do. Listen to it at work, when you're bored at lunch, in your car, wherever, just please hit play." That's this is written by Adam Mordecai. He's telling you to listen to this podcast. He says, "The definition of pedophilia is, quote, a psychiatric disorder in which an adult or older adolescent experiences a primary or exclusive sexual attraction to prepubescent children, generally aged 11 years or younger. Note how I emphasized attraction. To be a pedophile, you don't have to act on your urges." Okay, I want you to kind of see what's underneath this article. I want you to hear what's there, but it's not what is explicitly being said, because I think we're wandering into some dangerous ground. To be a pedophile, you don't have to act on your urges. Just thinking them is enough, which makes sense. The thing is, though, this attraction can start manifesting in kids as young as 12 or 13, and they have no way to talk about these urges or how to prevent them from taking control of their lives without being considered a threat. Talk to a shrink, you risk being reported to the authorities. The scientific community is so afraid of the stigma attached to even researching pedophilia that it's barely been studied at all, which seems like kind of a bad idea if we want to prevent the victimization of more young children. So a 19-year-old kid, an admitted pedophile who has never acted on his impulses, started an online support group. His mom is helping him find solutions. He needs you to hear this for the sake of your own kids." This American Life was expecting lots of hate mail for this episode. So far, they've received none. It's a really good look at a really hard issue, so please listen. So there you go. This is interesting. This is very, very interesting to me because of the way that it has been presented. Okay, and I'm going to play just a short, it's towards the end of the podcast, so it's not going to necessarily ruin anything for you if you want to listen to the whole podcast. But in addition to what I just read from this, the guy that's writing up this little blurb on it, to the reporter that's in the podcast, I want you to listen to what the podcast guy is saying and see if you can't pick up what I'm picking up. So here's the clip.
Imagine being a teenager and being told never to act on your sexual feelings, ever, for the rest of your life. That's what we're asking of these people. At the moment, there is no clear plan for how to do that. But maybe there should be.
All right. So you just heard what it said. We are asking these people not to act on their sexual impulses for the rest of their lives. Okay, here is... It's the slippery slope, okay, that we have been talking about for a while now. The same slippery slope that the LGBT community will tell you does not exist. The same slippery slope that they say is ridiculous. That they say to compare homosexuality to pedophilia is a crazy leap. That there's no way one could lead to the other. That there is ever any connection between the two. And yet, what are we seeing in this podcast and in this article? Is that someone is self-identifying as a pedophile. Just as someone may self-identify as homosexual, we have somebody self-identifying as a pedophile. And what you'll see in the podcast is they kind of go over and above saying, it doesn't mean that you're abused to become a pedophile. It doesn't mean you have to have this happen to you. Your family life can be good and you can still become a pedophile. So do you see what they're saying without saying it? They're saying that this is a natural thing. Some people just have attractions to children. That's what they're saying without saying it. And so now we're in the same ballpark as the LGBT community that says over and over and over again that I was born this way and it's a natural attraction and how dare you try to change me or God would never want me to change how he made me. And so we take our sins and we make it part of our inherent nature, and then we can justify those and we can rationalize those. And so here we go, sliding down this slippery slope where not only can you identify naturally as a homosexual, you can now identify naturally as a pedophile. Right? And there was another article I was reading, and it was kind of too far off the beaten path to really include here, but it was about academic conferences that are taking place in England this summer where people are discussing the legitimacy of pedophilia as a legitimate attraction, that some men, and mostly men it seems like, are attracted to children, and that can be a legitimate thing, and that children can express sexuality too. And that's the slope that we've all been yelling and screaming about, that we are now sliding down the precipice. You know, we are now going down into the depths because we've opened the door at the top. If we don't have a fence at the top of the hill, people are going to keep going off this hill. Okay? So maybe we need to build a fence. Maybe we need to put a fence up to stop people from tumbling over this hill. We've removed the fence. We've removed all that, and people are just going off the cliff. Much like those pigs that Jesus sent over the cliff. That's kind of what's going on. Much like lemmings following each other off the cliff. That's what we've got going on in our society. So here you have a 19-year-old kid who is an admitted pedophile who says he's never acted on his urges. That maybe, if you've been following this issue a little bit, we've done a podcast on him before, but Matthew Vines, who just wrote God and the Gay Christian, that was just released, and he's kind of been in the news over the last year, and his stance is that I am a homosexual Christian, but I don't act on that, and so I have taken the gift of celibacy. Okay? But he is saying that I was born with a fundamental attraction to the same sex, just like this article is saying that these people are born with a fundamental attraction to young children. Do you see what's going on here? You know, that we can naturalize anything, that we can make anything normal and healthy. And you know what? I think it's great that this guy figures out that he can't, that these impulses are dangerous and he wants a support group and he's having trouble finding psychologists to deal with it. Is it an important issue that somebody should be able to get major help with? Absolutely. But the language that's being used in here is, I can't help it. I'm attracted to children and I can't help it. And I need an outlet for that. I'm attracted to fill in the blank. And I should be able to act those out, or I need some way to help me figure out how to not act these out. But either way, you're equating it to a natural creation. See, I was talking to somebody, a couple church members this morning, and what you'll hear in these arguments is you'll never hear an atheistic Darwinian evolutionist making this argument. Because if somebody evolved into a homosexual person or species, they would die out immediately because there would be no way to reproduce. Where do they have to go? They have to go down the road of God created me this way. I can't help it. It's natural. It's healthy. God wouldn't want me to change. Why are you trying to force something different on me? I want to follow my heart. That's what you hear over and over and over again, and we are now going to start hearing it about pedophilia. We've already had lawsuits about this in Europe. You've had lawsuits brought up by bigamists and polygamists already, because if the rationale is I should be able to love whoever I want, the slippery slope is there, and they can deny it all day long. And you, and maybe one would say, hey, we wouldn't sanction pedophilia because the child isn't willing. Well, if you listen to these academics that are defending pedophilia, they're painting the picture of a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old with a unique sexuality that needs to be expressed. So as disgusting as that is, that's the way they're making this argument. That's the way that they're painting this picture. So don't think that just because you think it's abhorrent, that somebody else isn't going to take the door that you've opened and bust it wide open and run through with these horrendous things like pedophilia. The podcast is interesting. I'm not saying you're going to love it. I'm not going to say, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. But it's really interesting to hear the way things are categorized and hear the way things are talking about and hear about this young man in the podcast that went down the road of child pornography in different ways to and his attractions have been developed through all that. This is where we're going. Like I said, we're over the edge of the hill. The slippery slope is beyond a slippery slope. We are now plummeting downward to the depths on this. So don't be surprised when you hear more and more articles like this, and you hear more and more lawsuits like this, and people are going to sit around and go, how did we get here? And you're going to go back to when that door got opened up a little bit more and got a little bit more, and we made divorce super easy, and we cheapened marriage, and then we allowed homosexual quote unquote marriage, even though that doesn't really exist. And then we had to move to bigamy, and we had to move to polygamy, and we had to let the pedophiles in. And pretty soon, we're in a pretty disgusting place. I'd say we're pretty much there already. But that is the slippery slope. That's the undeniable glide path that this country is on as we embrace more and more sin, more and more irrational behavior, more and more depravity, and we make it normal and healthy and mainstream. If you have any comments, you can post them directly to this podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.